Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, good evening.
Rabbi, an interesting introduction now that we're going to be, you see, what we're going to be learning tonight, and I'm going to move on, but tonight we're going to be learning some more halachas about the, some more detailed halachas about the nusach, the wording of the Musaf Shemayna Esther that we recite on Rosh Hashanah. You'll see this further details today about, say like this, don't say like that. As a word of introduction, I want to share with you an interesting Chaim Brisker, which is very famously, is one of those raids that, you know, anybody who gives a share in Rosh Hashanah, if it's going to be Lomdus, it's going to be about this Reb Chaim normally. So he discusses the difference between the Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to Musaf of Yomim Tovim. We know that on Pesach, you also have on Shavuos also, on Pesach, on Sukkot, there's important Musaf, Shemayna Esther. Of course. In what way is the Rosh Hashanah Musaf different? In what way? What is the significant difference between that Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and those Musaf of Yad Yom Tovim? The answer is that, the answer is very crucial, is a very important difference, that on Rosh Hashanah, the Musaf is not just a important part of the day, but in fact, the Gemara says that how are we mamlech Hashem? How do we make a good? How do we proclaim Hashem as our king? Tumah says, "Imu lefonai malchius kedei shetamlichuni aleichem." You have to recite the psukim. By saying the psukim of Malchus, that's how you make a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a king. That's the way we crown a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Similarly also, when it comes to the psukim of Shofars and the psukim of Zichronis, this is the way we fulfill the mitzvahs Hayoim. So the mitzvah of the day, the very mitzvah, the very crucial mitzvah of the day, of being Mamlich Hashem, which is the heart of the whole Yom Tov, is by actually reciting those psukim on Rosh Hashanah and Musaf. So it's not like a Musaf of Shavuos. Of course, Shavuos, you've got to have Musaf as well. Of course you do. Sukkot also, you've got to say, of course you've got to say Musaf on Shavuos and on Sukkot and on a regular random Tuesday and every day, and every random Shabbos. You've got to say Musaf, of course. But here on Rosh Hashanah, it's the, how should we call it? It's the Ikka. The Ikka, that's it. I was looking for English, but yeah. So Ikka is probably English as well nowadays. Got to check in the dictionary. So it's the ikka of the day. It's the heart of the mitzvah. So like this, yes, of course, there's a mitzvah of blowing the shofar, but on the same league, you've got the mitzvah of reciting those psukim. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch spends quite a few halachas to saying, say it this way and don't say that way. Say these psukim, don't say those psukim, because it's the ikka of the day. Sif hey. So we're now discussing the Tem Psukim. To Mamlech Hashem, we say Tem Psukim of Malchus. Sif hey. Page 132. Sif hey. Ein oim posuk Malchus, v'lo b'zichonis, v'lo b'shoifus. You will not recite Tim Tovkuf, Tzadi Aleph. Sif hey, page 132. You will not say a posuk. When you say the Psukim in, when you say the Psukim during Musaf, you will not say a Pasuk of Zichronis, Shofars, and Malchus, Shel Puronus, Shel Yisrael, which is talking about a Puronus, a punishment, a bad thing, Shel Yisrael of the Eden. It's got to be always a positive Pasuk. So the Psukim that have been chosen and are printed in our Machzorim, always an element of positivity. Never a pasuk of Zichronos Shel Yisrael. Similarly also, Ein Oimrim Pasuk Zichronos Shel Yochid. Also, when he talks about Zichronos, the Pesukim of Remembrance, it's never a specific, particular, individual Zichronos, memory, but it's always talking about the Klal, the nation. Zichronos, the remembrance of the nation, not relating to the nation, not relating to a Yochid, an individual, like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Seva, Yesh Koirim Togo. Some people protest. Some have the meaning of saying of Yom Simchaschem, she'en maske by shofar, but there's no mentioning, no reference to shofar in that pasuk. Hello, chatzoitzes, only chatzoitzes, which is the trumpets. It's not quite the same. So some don't like it. Harosh Ran kosu likama minek. However, the Rosh and Ran said, no, it's okay. Chatzoitzes can also be referenced to shofars, and therefore it's okay to recite those psukim. Siv Zayin. What's the tune? Yeah? So this, that is a common nusach, that's the way it's printed. Ve'medaktig loyma. But somebody who is even more careful, and he says, Lezeroi Yaakov Tisko, not just Vakedes Yitzchok, Lezeroi, to his seed, to his children, rather he says, Lezeroi Yaakov Tisko, Meshanem at Peshto V'chomim, Pivochas, he's adding to the words, the Nusach of the Chomim. Ve'en Elatoin, he's making a great mistake. So don't say the Nusach, Lezeroi Yaakov Tisko, rather say, Lezaroi tisko. Haboisai, most machzorim that I know print. Most machzorim that I've seen print. Pardon? Yeah. And also, I think they print both. Like, pick your choice. I think most is chos, because Mishavu says that you can, there's others who are Mekayim Dominic. So you can either say, is your new nusach says, Lezaroi, like Shulchan Aruch says, something like that. Best to use a machsa that helps you deciding this. I think most machsorim say both. So you can say like this, you can say like that. Okay, over Oimrim, Oleinu, we say the Pasuk Oleinu, Sel Terem Omloich, Vashlech Tzibu Moishiv Oichila. Now what's the tune Oichila? Okay, Vashah Piyutim and other Piyutim as well. Kol Mokim Lefiminoga, every place according to its meaning. Rabboisai. I want to share with you something which I've heard from many, many years ago from my brother-in-law, and it is so, so true. My brother-in-law, Simcha, Yab Simcha, so he told me that he feels that sometimes we have a misconception, a misunderstanding, and a slightly I don't know what the right word is, a slight I don't know what it means, but it's probably that. He said that sometimes, because I remember discussing with him, he for many, many years, he davened Musaf in Meir Yeshiva, but the unforgettable tefillah of Rabbi Aryeh Finkel. Rabbi Aryeh Finkel, Zichron Livroch, was a mashkiach in Meir Yeshiva, and he davened for the Amud. I don't know the schir here to hear Rabbi Aryeh Finkel. Beautiful, beautiful. And it was very interesting that when he came to the psukim of the Malchus, Zichronis and Shofas, he spent a long time in it. His old nusach, his old tune was there. However, when it came to the famous piyutim, such as, what's the most famous piyut that we say in Rosh Hashanah? Pardon? Yeah, for instance, Chamoil, or what's the other ones? Well, Munasana Toikev, yeah? Or the... He said that he went quite quickly. The speed was very. He was like it's saying at times he felt that, wow, why is he zooming through this? Wow, why is he zooming through this? So the Simcha was very close to him. Was actually a neighbor as well. He told me that that's really how a Talmid Chacham looks at the tefillahs, because the main essence of the tefillahs of Hashanah are those psukim. That's really the key. It's about the psukim of Malchus, the psukim of Zichronis and Shofas, that's really the Musaf, that's really what it is. Yes, indeed, in later generations, 300 years ago, the Yidden wanted further inspiration, and they added a beautiful piyutim, which were added through the generations, which are indeed beautiful, meaningful, and inspirational. But that's not really, somebody doesn't say the piyutim, of course it's Yoitza, of course it is, it's additional like the Ramad. He throws in a few words. People say additional piyutim. Very, very nice. But remember that the heart of the Kiyuma Mitzvahs, the heart of Rosh Hashanah, the really most important, essential, crucial part of the tefillahs are the psukim of Malchus and Shofas. That's really what it is. As well as, that's really the Mitzvahs Hayom. Mustn't be forgotten. Mustn't be forgotten. Siv Ches, Lo Yispal, that's an interesting halacha, where we find Hashkofa being so beautifully, so Hashkofa and halacha being intertwined. Lo Yispal B'yochid Tfilas Musa B'Rosh Hashanah Adach Gimel Shoyz Hayoyim. Somebody who unfortunately is unable to daven with the shul. Somebody who is daven be'yechides. Somebody davens alone. Such as? A choyle. Yeah? Choyle. I was told, I just spoke to somebody from the United Synagogue. He told me that they this year, because of course the pandemic and all the ramifications, they expect a much lower turnout. they estimate a loss of 20 to 30% of the mispalalim, which I think is an immense and incredible shame. So, and they're probably, you know, I don't know, who knows how long they're going to be, you know, how long they're going to be gone for. I don't know when they're going to come back. So we're talking about a lot of people. It's still a lot of people, you know, even this year, a lot of people davening b'chidus. So the question is, so what Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here is that if somebody doesn't daven b'yochid, somebody davens on his own, Rosh Hashanah, he should daven. When is a good time to daven? When should he daven? If he davens alone, if he davens at home, when should he daven? Is it the earlier the better? Zizim Akdimin? No. Shulchan Aruch is telling us here, Lo yispal b'yochid filas Moshe Poshim, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, do not daven on your own, and Achi Gimel Shoyes Hayoyim, until after three hours. Achi Gimel Shoyes Hayoyim. So you've got to wait. Don't daven early Musaf if you're davening on your own. Daven after 3 hours.
It's still quite early, though.
It is fairly early, but it's not the Vasikin. You don't want to like daven early and then... Yeah, absolutely, that's true. But in principle, even if you're davening, if you're davening with tzibur, you could daven early as well. There are people here in Edgeway, haven't started yet, but it's very common. There's a lot of people who daven on Rosh Hashanah. I did it myself. In Edgeway, it's very common to daven on Rosh Hashanah Vasikin, to daven nets. It's very.
It's a good idea,
no?
They try.
Oh yeah. Oh yes, that's right. There was a Vasikin minyan. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. There was a. The head. Yes, of course. I remember there was. So if you want to daven b'yechidus, you can't daven that early. You've got to daven no later. Why so? What is the difference? And here, what the beautiful hashkafic point is rooted in here. So, what's the difference? Why is it that you can daven anytime you want if you daven with a minyan? If you daven in your own, you've got to daven later. Why so? B'shem Tzif Kot Yudalit explains the following background: B'yochid ad achigimul shoyes. The b'shloish shoyes leishoynes. The three first days, the first 3 hours of the day. What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu don ezoylom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem judges the world. On Rosh Hashanah, takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 hours to judge the world. Shema Yaynu Bidino B'yichud Umi Yitzdak. And if you're davening on your own, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look into you. He's not serious about this. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, look at his boches, look at his davening, look at his benom lechaveiroi, look at his emunah, look at his bitochen, his midas, shvach emas, as they say. No good. Me yitzdak, who can do good? Avul kshumispal. Therefore, wait until after the 3 hours, because by then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already, I don't know how that works. So what did you do? You escaped it? I don't know. After 3 hours, the matzav is a bit calmer. So daven then, it's better. I don't know how that works exactly, but after 3 hours, it's better to daven. You won't be investigated with such thoroughness. But if you're davening with a tzibur, with a minion, hain keil kabir lo yimos. Kadosh Baruch Hu is much more, he's going to look at the tzibur as a congregation, the keil, and if you're part of a community, the community, has the Balei Musar say, community is always, it is eternal, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy chalila, anything which is communal related. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is much more, so better off davening with a minion. If you in the first 3 hours of the day, you're much better off with a minion. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. What the Mishnah Berurah says. So better to daven with a minion or after 3 hours. Habayis ten we have to see in Tovkuf Tzadi Beis Tfilas Musaf Bekoil Ram Vaseder Atkiyos. We move on. See if Alav Machsi Shliach Tzibur Atfila. Okay, finish davening Shmoneh Esrei. What happens now? After Shmoneh Esrei, Machsi Shliach Tzibur Atfila. You go over Shmoneh Esrei. Vetoyken Al Tzeder Abarchas. You need to do Tkiyos then. LeMalchias Tashrat. For Malchias you do Tashrat. Achas v'zichoynes, tashat, and for zichoynes you could do tashat, shofos tarat. V'achshu noegin litkoya l'malchis tashat, sholesh pomim, nowadays the meaning is we don't just do tashat once for malchis, but we do three times. For zichoynes tashat, Zuchanis Yutashav three times, Shalosh Pa'omim, Shofar Tarat Shalosh Pa'omim. Now, Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Feingold will disagree with the Shulchan Aruch over here. Won't he? Because we say that, what do we do? We do Ma'aseh Shleach Tzibur HaTefillah, we go over to Shemoneh Esreh, and then we do the second Tekiyas. So, is that what we do? That's what we do, but that's not what you do. That's also not what you do, right? You go over, there's two minogim. Mishnah Berurah says you've got the Aleph, two minogim. Ma'aseh Shleach Tzibur HaTefillah. When do you do the Tekiyas? You blow the with the during Kwan Shemoneh Esreh, or during Chazal Zashatz. Oh, so look at this year. So I think that the Nusach Sfat and the Sfadim, what they do is the Shulchan Aruch with Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Aleph. Machzir, we go over Shemoneh Esreh. Yesh Mekoy Meshanag in Itkak Shem Yisparim Melach. Some of the minig to blow the shofar when you daven quietly. It's very, very hard to fine-tune the timing. I don't know how they manage. You daven quiet Shemoneh Esreh, and then suddenly, and then you have to be. Then there's the tekiyas. That's for us Ashkenazim. It's quite hard to get used to such a thing. But that's what the minig is. Aval ainli no kein lechatchila. Don't do that minig lechatchila. Shelo yival v'la mispalim, because Mishnah Berurah says if that's not your minig, don't do quiet Shemoneh Esreh tekiyas, because it's confusing the people. Rather, the minig is, as Shulchan Aruch says, for many places that you do during Chazal Hashatz. Okay. Now continues the Rama. V'yesh oim shetoykin tashrat malchias pam achas v'chen lizichonis v'chen lishoifus. The Rama says, and that's the minig in most places nowadays. It never used to be like that in most places, but nowadays that's certainly the minig. V'yesh oimrim shetoykin tashrat lemalchias pam achas. We do tashrat for malchias v'chen lizichonis v'chen lishoifus. We do tashrat, and then again tashrat, and then again tashrat. V'chen aminig v'dinis eli that's the minig. V'nagu loyma kol pam achshet. Yeah, so full stop over here. The Mishnah Berurah asks a question over here. One second here. Why do we only do tashrat each time? What would make more sense to make, really? Let's try to figure out Mishnah Berurah's kash over here. What would make more sense than to say tashrat? Rabbi Yisai, I'm in the middle of a chazal tashatz. I'm doing the tkiyas de me'umet. I'm doing this now. I'm doing tashrat during Malchus, I'm doing Tashrat, during Zichronis, and during Shofars. Tashrat, Tashrat, and Tashrat. Three times. Now, why? There's something which would make a lot more sense to do instead of just Tashrat. Of course. Why? It's a suffix, absolutely. So the Mishnah will ask, and it's a simple question. Why just Tashrat? Why do we do, by the first kiss, why do we do Tashrat and Tarat and Tashrat? Why do we do all three options? Why? We discussed that in the former year. Because? Exactly, because maybe that's, maybe you're it's like this, maybe you're it's like that, maybe it's like that. We have got something. So we do all three. So right, so why don't we do that during Chazal Tashats? Why suddenly, no, we just do Tashrat. Why, well, wait a sec. Maybe you're not Yoitza with Tashrat. Maybe you need to do Tarat. Maybe you need to do Tashrat. It's a very good question. Or Hefsek.
Too long.
Too long. I agree with that. That's what the answers. Too long. It wouldn't be a Hefsek, but it's too long.
Maybe you're in the Yetzirah Mitzvah from the first night.
But we still want to do, okay, now okay. Okay, good. That's part of the answer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if gotten Gimel, I'm going to go through the question. Hinei, kevin shetiknu chazal, lotzim de akolas feikah. Since Chachomim established, you've got to be Yetzirah through all the Tzveikas. Sheish le'istabek b'tua. We don't know how you do it to tua. K'mo shikosu b'zim and tovkuf. As we learned, zim and tovkuf tzadi. Hayom ha'aroi would have been appropriate. Kam ken iskir tashrat, tashat, tarat, l'malchiyas. Surely it would have made much more sense to do tashat, tarat, and tarat, and tashat. L'malchiyas. For malchiyas. V'chein le'zichoynes. Simli for zichoynes. V'chein le'shoifres. And also for shoifres. K'te lo tzis kol ha'sofek. To be yoitz all the opinions. Would make much more sense. I'm skipping. No, I'm not skipping. Elo lefish ein matrichin al tzibur einoyeg litka el tashat lekol echad. Says the Mishnah in the name of the Achronim. No, because we can't drive people up the walls. It's not fair.
This is a musaf. You've done shachis already. You've done psukit zim. You've done shachis. Kiyas atoyre. You've done the first kiyas. You're doing long shmoyne eser musaf. Then you go, come on. People are hungry. People are getting. Yeah, it comes to it. You can't. So, exactly what you said. It's too long. So, we just do the tashat.
Ramo says. Final halacha for this evening. We also say Hayoy Maras Oilam after everyone. What does Hayoy Maras Oilam mean? Today is the birth day of the world. V'aresh is for Seinu as well. Why is, by the way, why is Hayoy Maras Oilam? Yemishnu sends if cotton hay, the petition of Oilam, the world was created according in Tisha according to one opinion. V'afilu b'Shabbos she'en toikin ha'yomrim ha'yom eras ha'olam. On Shabbos we also recite it. Havolo avresh tfaseinu, but we don't say resh tfaseinu. Okay, so these are the halachos for this evening. Rabbi Yisai, what did we learn this evening? We learned, Pesiyat Nishmaya, we learned that when it comes to the psukim, don't choose any psukim which are negative. Puron shel Yisrael. When it comes to the pasuk of Chatzoytzes, Rav Yom Simchasim Chatzoytzes, according to some, it's okay. According to Rosh Hashanah, it's okay. According to others, it's no good. And there's a machlokes. What's better to say? Akedat Yitzchak Hayom Lezaro Tiskoy or Lezaro Yaakov Tiskoy? That's a machlokes. We also learned that you say Oleinu Mloich Oichila and all the piyutim every place according to its minik. A person davening on his own should not daven when. Person davening his own at home should not daven 3 hours. Yeah, but with a minion it's okay. We learned with regards to Chazaros Hashatz, you go over Tashrat by Malchus Ronis and Shofers. We discussed why only Tashrat, and we also learned that the minig is that you say Emras Oylem Resh Foseinu, and on Shabbos you say Emras Oylem, but you don't say Resh Foseinu. Rabbi Yisrael will continue with Siv Beis tomorrow evening in Mirza Hashem. Good evening to all.